Praise and thanks be to the Lord for the wonderful music which we heard and for the wonderful songs. Everything must take place just as He wants. Also tonight, everything happens just as He wants it, as He wills. He is present to bless us tonight. Brother Eric Schmidt, he already welcomed all of us, but I also would like to welcome all of you in the name of the Lord. May He bless us together tonight. Also all brothers and sisters who are joining us online, who have part by audio and video, we greet you and we wish also you God's richest blessings. In this new year, almost not even 1 month passed, and all who we hear the news, we know what already happened. The Lord has gathered us tonight at this place to tell us what the Spirit has to say unto the church, unto us. For this reason we have come here. May the Lord come to His right. May the full salvation, the full redemption, which the Lord purchased on the cross of Calvary for us, may it be manifested in our midst, so that His name might be glorified. Now, for a start, let us sing two songs together. We start with hymn number 19. Hymn number 19, Hold the Four, number 19. Hold the four, for I am coming. Jesus signals still. Wave the answer back to heaven. By thy grace we will. See the mighty host advancing. Satan leading on. Mighty ones around us falling, courage almost gone. Hold the fort, for I am coming. Jesus signals still. Wave the answer back to heaven. By thy grace we will. See the glorious banner waving. Hear the trumpet blow. In our leader's name we triumph over every foe. Hold the fort, for I am coming. Jesus signals still. Wave the answer back to heaven. By thy grace we will. Fierce and long the battle rages, but our help is near. Onward comes our great commander. Cheer, my comrades, cheer. Hold the fort, for I am coming. signals still. Wave the answer back to heaven. By thy grace we will. Praise and thanks. This will happen very soon. The Lord comes soon. Be faithful, our Jesus calls. For I am coming soon. Praise and thanks. Take us fully. Tell it to young and old. Let us sing as the second song. Song 27. At the cross. 27. Alas, and did my Savior bleed? And did my Sovereign die? Would he devote that sacred head for sinners such as I? At the cross where I first saw the light, and the burden of my heart rolled away. It was there by faith I received my sight, and now I am happy all the day. Thy body slain, sweet Jesus died, and bathed in its own blood, while all exposed to wrath divine, the glorious sufferer stood. At the cross where I first saw the light, and the burden of my heart rolled away. It was there by faith I received my sight, and now I am happy all the day. But drops of grief can never repay the debt of love I owe. Here, Lord, I give myself away. 'Tis all that I can do. At the cross where I first saw the light, and the burden of my heart rolled away. It was there by faith I received my sight, and now I am happy all the day. Thank you. Praise and thanks be to the name of the Lord. At the cross, the morning broke through to me. Also to you. Praise and thanks. And the blind eye was opened. We all were spiritually blind, brothers and sisters. But he has come, has helped us, has opened our eyes. We are grateful that also tonight he is in our midst to help us, to save, to heal, to make all things well. Brothers and sisters, I don't know what you have need of. You don't know what I have need of. But There's one here who knows what each one of us needs tonight. And he's ready to give it unto us. Now, before Brother Schmidt comes to pray with us, I would like to read us a word from Ephesians, chapter 2. I ask that we stand up while reading his word, whoever can. Ephesians chapter 2, from verse 17. And came and preached peace to you who were afar off and to them that were nigh. For through him we both have access by one Spirit unto the Father. Now therefore, ye are no more strangers and foreigners, but fellow citizens with the saints and of the household of God, and are built upon the foundation of the apostles and prophets, Jesus Christ himself being the chief cornerstone. In whom all the building, fitly framed together, groweth unto a holy temple in the Lord. In whom ye also are builded together for a habitation of God through the Spirit. Praise and thanks. Lord in heaven, together we come into your presence in this hour. Your word is still the same. Your promises are still valid. And so we are here today, O God, to experience them. Not only to hear of them, but also to experience them. Worldwide, may it happen where your people have come together, where your people are hearing your word. Give us also grace here, who we are present here at this place, O God. Give us an open heart, open ears, open eyes, Lord Jesus. So that you can speak to us through your word. Lord Jesus, please be merciful to all of us. But in particular, we ask you also for him whom you have given the commission to give out the food. Lord, give the words. Give revelation. Give instructions, O God of heaven. Be merciful to all of us. One thing we ask together, Lord, let all disruptions be far away from us. Put them away, Lord, for the glory of thy name. Once again, please bless all worldwide for the glory of thy name. Amen. Amen. You may be seated. We sing a couple of choruses together from this little booklet from page 40. Let us start with chorus number 3. Oh, I want to see him.
I want to see him. Look upon his face. Dare to sing forever of his saving grace. In the streets of glory, let me lift my voice. Care so fast, home at last, ever. rejoice.
Number 5. We'll give the glory to Jesus. Number 5.
We'll give the glory to Jesus and tell of His love. And tell of His love. We'll give the glory to Jesus and tell of His wonderful love. We'll give the glory to Jesus and tell of His love. And tell of His love. We'll give the glory to Jesus and tell of His wonderful love.
Number 6. Sweep over my soul.
Over my soul. Sweep over my soul. Sweet Spirit, sweep over my soul. My rest is complete as I sit at Your feet. Sweet Spirit, sweep over my soul.
Amen. Let our hearts be open so that He can sweep over them. Also those who are joining us, they are greeting us as every time. Also today, many, many emails and phone calls came in, which we tried to summarize here. From South America, from Peru, Brother Demetrio, from Bolivia, Brother Elias Bautista is greeting us. From French Guiana, Brother Daniel. From Canada, Brother Isaac and Brother Wendell. Then we go to the other side of the continent, to New Zealand. From there, Brother Dean and Sister Susan Anderson are greeting us. And from Australia, Brother Lotika is sending greetings. From Hungary, Brother Lajos and Brother Ferry. From Romania, Brother Christian and the assembly from Alesk. From Turkey, Brother Joseph Kasadi. From Bulgaria, Sister Anna. From Moldavia, the general greetings from brothers and sisters, without mentioning names. Then from the Ukraine, also in general, but especially Brother and Sister Dita from the city of Donetsk and Shodivodi. From Bielorussia, also brothers and sisters are greeting us. And from Russia, brothers and sisters from the city of Yeetsk. From Finland, brother and Sister Holviti. From England, Brother Michael. And from Germany, from Eastern, from Switzerland, Brother Baumgartner. And from Italy, Brother and Sister Gerlando, Brother Franco, Michaela, Anna Paula, also Brother Nicola. From Africa, Brother Ngonga is sending greetings. From Rwanda, Brother and Sister Brother Deo Martin and Chauffeur. Then from Uganda, also from the refugee camps which are there, the brethren Eleteur, Chalon, Pierre and Fonsi. From Mozambique, Brother Mateusz. From Burundi, Brother Martin, Shadrach and Alain. From Zambia, Brother Paul and Jean-Marie. From Zimbabwe, Brother Dazi. From Burkina Faso, Brother Salifu and Kare. From Kenya, Brother Nyagi. From Madagascar, Brother Palima. From Benin, Brother Charles. From Malawi, Brother Davi. From Cameroon, Brother Amos and Marcel. From the Ivory Coast, Brother Gatien. Esmel, Liam, Yapi. Gutenberg and Jacques, also the two churches from Mouibi and from the capital, Yamoussoukro, and from the two Congos, Brother José, Samuel, Achille, Félix, Jean-Bernard, Alberto, David, Duda, another brother David, Brother Leon, Gérard, Joseph, and Brother Mbie. And finally, from South Africa, the brethren Tabo, Lupondo, Laurent, Philemon, Zulu, Aaron, Leonard, Fred, and Brother Cecil. May the Lord bless us. May our hearts be open to receive what He has to say to us. We tune in a chorus, Brother, only believe, number 8, and then we will continue.
Only believe, all things are possible. Only believe, only believe, only believe, all things are possible.
To this, we all say with all our hearts, Amen. I also would like to welcome all of you very warmly in the precious name of our Lord. I would like it best to sing once again, we are coming from the east and west. We are coming from south and north. Just wonderful how the Lord God has led and guided everything. And today we have brothers from many countries who are ministering with the word. And I would like it best if they all would stand up. May all ministering brethren please stand up, all from Romania, from wherever, from Canada or wherever, USA, Africa, and from all over. And if not, then we nevertheless are welcoming you very warmly, and in particular all who are here today for the first time. May the Lord God bless you and be with you, and may you be a blessing. This we wish us all with all our hearts, that the Lord comes to His right with all of us by His grace. Now, this day is for me a very difficult day. I will touch upon a couple of subjects, especially to that what happened in Yad Vashem, at that place, at the memorial place, the memorial site where 6 million Jews who were murdered in the Third Reich are memorized. 50 nations were there, gathered, and all of them, they said what was upon their hearts. But I just want to mention now, brothers and sisters, Whoever was in Israel, he knows exactly. 21 countries are listed which were occupied. And the only goal was these 21 countries were occupied. They were occupied. One goal, the Jews, to gather them and to transport them somewhere. And if one thinks about it, that something like that happened in our time, if one hears what happened in the seven crusades, already in the first crusade, more than 80,000 were murdered in Jerusalem, and in all the other crusades. But in our time, and this just hurts. And then it must be noticed here, mentioned, that on the 1st September 1939, up to June 1941, all the camps, also the six termination camps, the death camps were built at the time. And then the persecution started. There were only two direct words which one could hear at the time. It was against the Jews. And it was also against the communism. Both should be eradicated. Both should be no more. And this went back to the First World War, that because Stalin announced the power of the church will be broken. And then, of course, the church wanted to break the power of communism and atheism. But it's finished with it. We are just so sad that this nation was so misused for it. And you all know my testimony. On the 3rd of December 1962, when I spoke with Brother Branham, it was just heavily on my heart, heavy, because that what was incomprehensible for me, and I couldn't cope with that. And just imagine, Brother Branham, by revelation, he said, Brother Frank, upon Germany, there is no curse because of what happened in the Third Reich to the Jews. God will held responsible those people, and he will judge them who are responsible for it. Really, a burden was taken from me. But to the Lord be the thanks. You all know precisely, we looked at it here, there are at least 12 scriptures which speak about the returning of Israel, announcing the return of Israel. And we have the place in the Gospel of Luke 21, that by the sword they will be killed, and Jerusalem will be trodden down by the Gentiles until the time of the Gentiles be finished. And so we thank the Lord that after all these years, there is now a state of Israel. I will mention still three scriptures to this subject so that we all know what we have to answer to those people who don't want to recognize and acknowledge that the Lord God has promised the land to the people of Israel, and he has also given it to them. Then, as the second subject, it's just in my heart, to just speak briefly about it, that the Lord especially in the 40 years of walking in the desert, he was with his people Israel, with a pillar of fire, with a pillar of cloud. He was accompanying his people on the day and at night to lead them the way. But so that all know here that the land of Israel was really given and belongs to the people of Israel, and that the Temple Mount is the Mount Moriah, upon which Abraham about 3,850 years ago he sacrificed Isaac as he was commanded. This remark I just make now, because a young Palestinian youth, he said, the land belongs to us. My daddy, my grandfather were here, but the descendants of Abraham can go back to Abraham. I read you the three scriptures now, so that you know that the people of Israel have a direct right to that land. The first scripture from Genesis chapter 22, Genesis 22, and here it's from verse 2. And he said, take now thy son, thine only son, Isaac, whom thou lovest, and get thee into the land of Moriah, and offer him there for a burnt offering upon one of the mountains which I will show thee of. The next scripture is 1 Chronicles, chapter 21. 1 Chronicles, chapter 21, from verse 18. Then the angel of the Lord commanded Gad to say to David that David should go up and set up an altar unto the Lord in the threshing floor of Ornan the Jebusite. And David, verse 22, then David said,
im Gewicht von 600 Shekels.
600 Shekels of gold he gave him. So David, verse 25, David purchased that place. Second Chronicles, chapter 3, Second Chronicles, chapter 3, verse 1, then Solomon began to build the house of the Lord at Jerusalem in Mount Moriah, upon the Mount Moriah, where Abraham sacrificed his son Isaac, and where David built an altar. Let us read it once again. Then Solomon began to build the house of the Lord at Jerusalem in Mount Moriah, where the Lord appeared unto David his father in the place that David had prepared in the threshing floor of Ornan the Jebusite. I noted down this scripture for a purpose, to show us that the Lord God exactly ordained where it should be built, where the temple should stand. And then the measurements were given precisely, and everything was built and done according to the word of God. And brothers and sisters, if you just want to go on now, let us read from Exodus chapter 13. Exodus chapter 13. And here we read from verse 21. Exodus 13 from verse 21. And the Lord went before them by day in a pillar of a cloud to lead them the way, and by night in a pillar of fire to give them light, to go by day and night. By day and by night, showing them the way, walking before them so that they could follow. Now, verse 22, he took not away the pillar of the cloud by day, nor the pillar of fire by night from before the people. Just wonderful that the Lord God took care for the Exodus, for the deliverance, and making the covenant. He took care for everything. And then he was with his people by day and by night. Now, in Exodus chapter 40, verse 34 and 38. Then a cloud covered the tent of the congregation, and the glory of the Lord filled the tabernacle. Amen. Moses did everything according to the word of the Lord. And then the supernatural glory of God came down. Verse 38, for the cloud of the Lord was upon the tabernacle by day, and fire was on it by night in the sight of all the house of Israel. Just so wonderful. And I tell you also why I was reading this now, and why I was mentioning these precious scriptures, why I was referring to them. Perhaps we can also read Psalms 95 verse 11. Psalms 95 verse 11. And this is the point which makes us very sad, that the people of Israel despite of the Exodus, despite of making a covenant, and as the Lord himself said, when I see the blood, I will pass over you. And then he was with his people, and nevertheless they went astray with their hearts. It's so painful that one actually cannot read this text at all. What is really upon my heart is, brothers and sisters, is the experience which Brother Branham had. Whether it was the pillar, whether it was in reference to the pillar of fire or in reference to the pillar of cloud, these two supernatural appearances are for us. You all know them. You all know that with the pillar of fire upon his head, and also this, you all know this, but today I read you a fifth quote. We have three, four quotes of Brother Branham. We published them, which was referring to that, what happened on the 11th of June, 1933. But here, Brother Branham is getting very precise. I read you the scripture. I read you the quote of Brother Branham, the quote of the 12th of April, 1964. And I heard it the second time. Look up. And I looked up. When I looked, here come that same pillar of fire that led Israel through the wilderness. And now it comes, the quote, which Brother Branham, probably he never made it before that. Thousands of eyes looking at it come right down to over where I was standing. And he said, as John the Baptist was sent forth to forerun the first coming of Christ, your message, listen closely, your message shall cover the earth and forerun the second coming of Christ. Just very mighty that the thousands who were there looking at it, at the baptism, they were present. They watched it. This Brother Branham, probably he never said it before so clearly. But here, the pillar of fire is mentioned. And you all know precisely when the angel of the Lord came to Brother Branham in May 46, he said, as Moses were given two signs, so you are given two signs. The supernatural was the confirmation of the divine commission and of the sending. It's one thing to say something, but then it's a totally different thing. If the Lord God gives the confirmation and thousands of people watch it, and many of course fainted. This Brother Branham says in one of the other quotes, we are just so grateful to God with all our hearts that we were acquainted with that, what happened in our time, and that we can believe with all our hearts that the message of the Word of God, of all of the plan of salvation of God, took place in our time. For the first time after 2,000 years, it was proclaimed again. In all of the past, and also since the Reformation, partly truths were proclaimed, yes. But who, also in the past 500 years, who, since the Reformation, who has proclaimed the whole counsel of God? Who had such a commission which Brother Branham received from the Lord God directly? And then, by the descending of the pillar of fire, it was confirmed. And how often Brother Branham said in the meetings, he was pointing to it and said, now the light, now the pillar of fire is here, upon this and upon that person. The Lord God visited His people also in our time. But now, brothers and sisters, now comes the painful part. In most of them, God was not well pleased. And we truly, I looked it up, this scripture, whether in Hebrews, whether in 1 Corinthians chapter 10, where Paul lists the whole register. Firstly, that all of them, they were baptized in Moses, in the cloud, in the sea, and all were drinking from the spiritual rock. All were eating manna. And then 23,000 fell on one single day. They died because they committed idolatry. Although the pillar of fire, the pillar of cloud, the Exodus took place, all the other things happened. Their hearts were not renewed. And therefore, brothers and sisters, God, already at the announcing of the new covenant, He said, I will make a new covenant with you, and I will give you a new heart and a new spirit. And this just has to touch our hearts. Beloved brothers and sisters, it doesn't profit any one of us to refer to Brother Branham, to refer to pillar of fire, pillar of cloud, referring to all the supernatural things, what happened in the life and ministry of the man of God. Important is what happens in you, in me, in us, by His grace. That we don't go astray with our hearts, but that we consecrate our lives to the Lord by His grace, receiving a new heart, receiving a new life. Now, especially in Hebrews now, when we read this, Hebrews chapter 13, verse 20 and 21, Hebrews 13, verse 20. Hebrews 13, verse 20. Now the God of peace, that brought again from the dead our Lord Jesus, that great shepherd of the sheep, through the blood of the everlasting covenant. Now, verse 21. Make you perfect in every good work to do His will, working in you that which is well-pleasing in His sight through Jesus Christ. That's what's all about now. That the Lord God, all the supernatural things which happened, and then it's our turn now. Now it's our turn that the Lord God, as written here, make you perfect in every good work, working in us that which is well-pleasing in His sight through Jesus Christ, to whom be glory forever and ever. Amen. Amen. Brothers and sisters, may it happen with all of us. Really, may it happen. That we make thorough experiences of salvation with our God. That we not only speak of message and messenger, but that we have the connection to God. That we make our personal experiences of salvation, repentance, repenting our lives, which we are living without the Lord, and then coming to Him, consecrating our lives to Him, experiencing the inner renewing, experiencing the new birth by grace. And then the word now from James chapter 1, James chapter 1 verse 18, well known to all of us. Here it's written, James 1, verse 18, of His own will beget He us with the word of truth, that we should be a kind of first fruits of His creatures. Amen. You all know, all the other translations, they have here instead of begetting, they have born here. It's really both. With the Bible translations, sometimes it's a bit difficult. Also in German translations, there are both words, begetting and being born. And whoever reads it precisely will find out that the same word is used for begetting and for giving birth. The same word. If it concerns the man, it's begetting. Referring to the woman, it's giving birth. Because the one begotten is born. But before something can be born, it must, first the begetting must take place. As in the natural, so also in the spiritual. And therefore, the Lord God gives His precious and holy word as a seed. He lays it into us. You all know what is written of our beloved Lord and Savior. Thou art my Son. Today have I begotten thee. In no case can be written here born, but there must be written begetting. Thou art my Son. Today have I begotten thee. And in the same way, we are begotten spiritually. We become sons and daughters of God, and we received eternal life by His grace. Now, it continues here, especially in James chapter 1, from verse 21. James 1, verse 21. Wherefore, lay apart all filthiness and superfluity of naughtiness, and receive with meekness the engrafted word which is able to save your souls. And then the admonition, but be ye doers of the word, and not hearers only, deceiving your own selves. Beloved, we are truly living in a time, and it must be said here clearly, how many are referring to Brother Branham, referring to the message, referring to quotes, and didn't make any experience of salvation with God. Brother Alfred Borg, just recently, he was reading a sermon of Brother Branham at this place. And there Brother Branham said, three things which are almost incomprehensible. Firstly, he speaks of the Spirit baptism, and he says, if somebody is not baptized in the Spirit, he has no right to step upon the platform. To emphasize it even more, he says, whoever has not experienced the Spirit baptism, he should not even partake of the Lord's Supper. He goes even one step further and says, he should not even take part in the foot washing. Did Brother Branham want to close us out? No, he wants to encourage us that we pray, that we just pray, believing, praying until it really took place. Sometimes he had to become very serious and he had to emphasize certain things. But whoever is of God understands all things the right way. And we are very grateful to the Lord God. In the early church, the Spirit baptism really belonged to become a believer. Whether Acts 2, whether Acts 8, or Acts 10, or 19, or wherever you read, everywhere, the Spirit baptism was part of it, and the water baptism. They belonged together for all who consecrated their lives to the Lord God. And brothers and sisters, let us say it very freely. We can make efforts, but if the Holy Spirit can work in us, if he can really dwell in us, and if the scripture finds fulfillment, that the love of God is poured out into our hearts by the Holy Spirit, the love of God being poured out into our hearts by the Holy Spirit, then nobody needs to make efforts anymore. Then the fruits and the gifts of the Spirit are here. And we just need to thank and trust our Lord God. And I know the day comes where we will all be on our knees, where we all cannot do otherwise but to pray to God as one heart and one soul. And the Lord God will send the latter rain, and he will let it fall as sure as he promised it in his word. Because this belongs also to it, that the Lord sends the early and the latter rain. We have the examples of Job and of those who were persevering and waiting. Once again, back to the message. Also this, may all brothers who are here today and who are connected worldwide and listening now, may all brothers just take knowledge of it as it was in the past. At the time of Brother Branham, There were really only three places outside of the USA which regularly listened to the sermons of Brother Branham. They were sent to Brother Sidney Jackson in South Africa, Brother Henry Martin in Edmonton, Canada, and Brother Frank in Krefeld. But God just took care for it, as we heard it in his testimony, that the last message shall cover the earth, the whole earth. And also this, I've said it here a couple of times. Brother Branham brought the message into no other country. He never preached the message in any country. He visited 15 countries in all of his life. In 12 of them, he preached. And everywhere he preached evangelistic sermons with prayer for the sick and so forth, which belongs to it. But only after his passing, the message was really carried into all the world. And whoever cannot believe this bypasses what God is doing right now. Some brothers, they wanted to know from me where the Lord spoke to me for the first time. And they just wanted to drive there today. And they wanted to see it. I said, Luisen Street, 160, the second floor. I don't know whether they drove there. I don't know. But the brothers, they are honest. They are sincere. They want to be an eyewitness. They want to say, yes, I was in Krefeld. I personally have seen it. What did I do? Also we, with Brother Rus, we drove. We were flying to Jeffersonville. We went to the point, to the Ohio River, where the eyewitnesses could confirm that it happened at that place. The supernatural belongs just to a divine commission. Also, every time when the Lord has given an instruction, it's not my merit, it's just grace. It was grace in all these years. And we can say here, and it's really upon my heart, as then, as Simeon could say at the time, Lord, now you lettest thy servant depart in peace, for mine eyes have seen thy salvation. Mine eyes have seen the fulfillment of that what concerns this period of time in all the peoples and tongues. And if we think about it today, that in 172 countries of the earth, of the 193, all can listen, all can tune in and watch, whether in the meetings, whether in the hand, a smartphone, whether in a family, whether alone, all have the possibilities worldwide to hear, to see, and to get knowledge of that, what God is doing in our time by His grace. And as then the people were there who received and who believed, the same way it is in our time. Today, we have here brothers from Canada, from the USA, from Africa, from everywhere, from all of Eastern Europe. Yes, from everywhere. Why? They just came to see what God is doing right now. And we are coming together here to hear the holy and precious word of God. to tell the whole world that we are very close now before the return of Jesus Christ. And just be honest, dear brothers and sisters, be honest. If we then think on Isaiah chapter 30, verse 26, that the moon will be so bright as the sun, and the sun shall be, the light of the sun shall be sevenfold. Is it not so far now? We of course can remember the times when in January there were 15 degrees below zero, and now it's 15 degrees above zero. We see it. We hear it. Also what happened in the city of Davos, Switzerland, what was decided there about the concerning the climate change. But we as believers, we can place it scripturally and we can say, thus it was foretold and thus it takes place in our time. And time again, we can refer to the precious word. When you see these things coming to pass, but who sees it? Only he whom God opens his eyes. He can see it. All the others, they don't see it at all. Let us, in summary, let us give glory to the Lord God. We're looking back to all the many years. I say it honestly, since I passed 85, it goes toward the 90s, and I can say, we did everything what was possible, day and by night, whether on the journeys, whether reading, whether writing, all my time belonged to the Lord, and we really did everything. So that all the true believers in all peoples and tongues can hear the last divine message being brought up to date in the kingdom of God. But then of course, also the serious admonition which Paul has given, that we are not counted among those who are left behind. And you all know, I read it to you. From 1 Corinthians, chapter 10, how the apostle Paul was pointing to it once again, that those things which happened at that time for us, as a lesson for us. Everything is listed. But I just want to read this one verse. Verse 8. Neither let us commit fornication, as some of them committed and fell in one day 23,000. And now, neither let us tempt Christ, as some of them also tempted and were destroyed of serpents. Then neither murmur ye, as some of them also murmured and were destroyed of the destroyer. And now comes the mighty 11th verse. Now all these things happened unto them for examples, and they are written for our admonition, for our admonition, upon whom the ends of the world are come. Just think of it, the wisdom of God. At the beginning of the New Testament, it is written down what we experience now at the end, what we have to take to heart, what we have to pay attention to, lest any of you is found a heart of unbelief. But that we all believe, that we all obey, that no idolatry is committed. Also with Brother Branham, nothing and again nothing may take place. But we give all the place to the prophets which God had given them. And that Brother Branham had an extraordinary call, that he received an extraordinary commission, that he had an extraordinary ministry. For this, God is responsible. He ordained it that way. And that's how it took place. But we give all the glory, of course, not to a man, but to the Lord God alone. And if it is written of Elijah, Elijah was a man like we are. Brother Branham was a man like we are, but a man sent from God with a divine message. Let us also say this now in closing. He didn't establish a new religion. He didn't establish a new denomination. He brought us back to the very beginning, and he restored all things so that we can return to the beginning, and the end will be as the beginning was, and the Lord will do at the end just what he did by his grace at the beginning. Amen. And for this, we are grateful. Without the ministry of Brother Branham, I would not have a ministry at all. Really not. I would have walked on with all the others. But the Lord, of course, took care for it, that I myself could become an eye and ear witness of this supernatural ministry. And let us say it once again. He who is of God heareth God's word and will believe, as the scripture has said. And also the emphasis now, brothers and sisters, that we don't add anything to the word, that we don't take anything away from it, but that we leave everything in its original, just as it is written. And that we understand everything the right way, being led by the Spirit of God, by his grace, getting it revealed. May all today, whether here or worldwide, may all consecrate their lives to the Lord. May it really happen that we not only speak of the supernatural things, but may God's supernatural working happen and being manifested in us, so that our hearts are burning while he speaks with us, and while he reveals his word to us. Now, just be honest, brothers and sisters. What did our Lord did after his resurrection? He gathered his disciples and he spoke with everything about what was promised and what was prophesied. And then he opened their understanding for the scripture, and he told them, wait in Jerusalem until ye are endued with the power from on high. After giving them understanding of everything what was said and what everything was fulfilled, what our Lord spoke after his resurrection. In 1 Corinthians 15, it's written that our Lord appeared to 500 brothers at once after his resurrection. He revealed everything by his grace. What happened? What came to fulfillment at that time? And then the promise, you shall receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you. The same it is happening now. He leads us into everything. What is written in the prophecy of the scripture, what was foretold, he leads us into everything. And the outpouring of the Holy Spirit will come as sure as the Lord God has given the promise. And God fulfills what he promises. To him, to our Lord and Savior, be the glory. Once again, addressed to all the newcomers, we are preaching Jesus Christ, the crucified one. We are preaching that God was in Christ, and that he reconciled the world with himself, that he shed his holy and precious blood, the blood of the new covenant, to give us the redemption, the forgiveness, everything by his grace. And then we can just receive and thank the Lord with all our hearts. May especially all the newcomers find grace in the sight of God to receive and accept everything, and together we can experience our preparation unto the glorious day of the return of Jesus Christ. Also that what we heard now in 1 Corinthians chapter 10, lest that in no one of us is found a heart of unbelief, but that we all believe with all our hearts, with all our souls, that we can believe with all our hearts, trusting the Lord that he will make it well. To him belongs the glory throughout all eternity. Hallelujah. Amen. Let us stand up for prayer. Let us sing the chorus, Just As I Am. Beloved, also now we want to make use of the opportunity coming to the Lord. For it is written, he who comes to me, I will in no wise cast out. Today I was rejoicing when I met the young group from Austria. Our Lord is especially for the youth, as no other group of age. They are tempted, they are tested, or they are exposed to all kinds of things. Oh, may they dedicate their lives to the Lord. Beloved brothers and sisters, it's my deep conviction that All who receive God's word now, sincerely, that they have respect before God and His word, that they find grace in the sight of God, that they receive forgiveness and everything what goes with it, experiencing it, really experiencing a true conversion, a renewing, a new birth, a real work of the Holy Spirit in our midst. Yes, young and old, great and little, but in particular among all the youth, that they consecrate their lives to the Lord, consciously consecrating their lives. Also in this terrible world, finding grace before God, living a life consecrated to the Lord. If the Lord calls you, come to the front. We will pray together. Let us sing, "Just as I Am." Whoever would like to come, please come to the front.
As I am, without one plea, but that thy blood was shed for me, and that thou bidst me come to thee, O Lamb of God, I come, I come.
Let us sing, "Only Believe, Only Believe." Beloved, it is written, whoever calls upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. There is no salvation by being silent. We must truly open our mouths, calling upon the name of the Lord, asking Him for forgiveness, and then we receive, as the Lord Himself said, whoever asks shall receive, whoever knocks to Him shall be opened. Just saying with all your heart, "Beloved Lord and Savior, forgive me, be merciful to me, give me repentance about my life which I lived without you. I did things which I cannot stand before you." And then He forgives you. He forgives trespasses. And He doesn't remember the sin anymore. For thus it is written. I like it. The word from Matthew 26, verse 26 to 28. "This is my blood, the blood of the new covenant, which is shed for many for the remission of sins." The forgiveness of sins is by the blood of the Lamb of God, by the blood of the new covenant. And let us say it once again. In the Old Testament, there was no new heart, no new life. It was not possible at all. But in the new covenant, the Lord has made true the promise, giving us a new heart, a new life by His grace. And may this be the day for you present here, and for all worldwide. And I think here especially on Dr. Mbie, who phoned me very early in the morning. He phoned and he said, from 36 different cities, we are coming together to hear the word. People are coming by foot, and however it is possible, they come together to hear the word of the Lord. And so the last ones are being called. And when the last one comes in, then the door will be closed. But I don't want, dear young people, and dear all, I don't want that one who heard the word of God from my mouth, I don't want that he comes too late and stands before a closed door knocking. No, we are coming now. Now is still the time of grace. Now is the acceptable time. Now is the day of salvation. Who forgiveth thee all thy sins, and who healeth all thy diseases, who crowneth, who redeemeth thy life from destruction, and who crowneth thee with mercy and with loving kindness. We can speak all these words in the past tense. Who forgave you all thy sins, who healed all thy diseases. By his stripes we were healed, we were saved, and we receive it and accept it by faith. Pray, all of you, pray. And we pray with you together. Lord Almighty God, with all our hearts, I thank you that so many have come. To you they have come. They have heard your call. And now they receive their forgiveness, their reconciliation, their salvation. Personally, they can experience it now. Beloved Lord, they have come to you. You called them. And we thank you with all our hearts for it. May your special blessing come upon the youth, upon all of us. O Lord, come into our midst. Come, Spirit of the Lord. Move. Don't be far. Move. Beloved Lord, to you we give thanks for the redemption, for the forgiveness, for the grace, and for the salvation. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. To you, the faithful Lord and Savior. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Do you believe that the Lord heard you? That you received for what you were asking for? Remember this day, and you will have the victory. Jesus is the victor. Let us sing it together. Jesus is the victor. Jesus is the victor over death. Jesus is the victor. Gives you
the solution for every problem. Jesus the victor throughout eternity. For me, Jesus has won the victory.
Hallelujah.
I'm redeemed by his blood. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, I have it. I have it. It's so nice to have him. It's so nice to have him. The Savior is mine. How wonderful it is to be saved. And all of us, we said, Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Blessed and praised be our Lord. Now, we are coming to the end of this service, of this meeting. And we give the greetings from this place to all brothers, to all sisters, worldwide. Also our precious brother Ziller in Cordoba, in Argentina. All with whom we are joined in the Lord. We could find out at the many greetings that we are joined really with many worldwide. Let us say it once again. The last message has covered the whole earth. And if we then remember our brother Michael, he cannot be here today. In what kind of way? The sermons in Urdu, in the English language, in so many countries, the sermons were broadcast. And then our brothers from Romania, they can also say the program could be heard in all of the country. Our brother Miskis can also report of what is happening in all of Brazil. How many stations are now broadcasting the program? It's just so mighty what God is doing right now. It's so nice that you can still come. It's so nice that you can still hear the word together, that we can believe and going toward what God will do in the end. Shall we ask our brother Andre that he comes to pray with us?
Brother Andre, come and pray with us. Today you can pray in English. Yes. Ja. Unser Bruder Andre aus Ottawa.
Our brother Andre.
My God, yes.
Ja, dear Father in heaven.
Unser Vater im Himmel.
What a privileged people we are.
Welch ein bevorzugtes Volk sind wir.
We are in your presence now.
Wir sind jetzt in deiner Gegenwart.
And we have been blessed by your word.
Und wir sind durch dein Wort gesegnet worden.
And the word bear fruits.
Und wir sehen die Frucht des Wortes.
O Lord. All these souls that answer to your call.
All diese Seelen haben deinen Ruf beantwortet.
Bless these brothers and sisters.
Segne diese Brüder.
Who answer to your call. Bless their life.
Segne ihr ganzes Leben.
Bless our lives, Lord.
Segne unser Leben.
Achieve in us what you have begun.
Und wirke in uns, was du
begonnen hast. We want to experiment you.
Wir möchten dich neu erleben.
All the experiences.
All die Erfahrungen,
they had in the beginning,
die am Anfang waren,
we want to experiment them,
dass wir sie jetzt erleben,
the new birth,
neue Wiedergeburt, die Rechtfertigung, die Heiligung,
baptism of the Holy Ghost,
die Taufe im Heiligen Geist.
Lord, grant us,
oh Herr, gewähr uns das
every
alles,
one of us.
Jedem Einzelnen von uns.
Bless your servant,
und segne deinen Knecht.
Señor, Lord, if we are here tonight,
Herr, wir sind hier heute Abend,
it's because We are your people.
Denn wir sind dein Volk.
Those who don't know what is going on here,
und die nicht wissen, was hier vor sich geht,
because they don't know you.
Die kennen dich nicht.
But we know you, Lord.
Aber wir kennen dich, Herr.
And you are our Father.
Und du bist unser Vater.
Blessed be thy name.
Heilig bitte ist dein Name.
Thank you, Lord, for everything.
Dank sei dir, Herr, für
alles. In Jesus' holy name.
In Jesu heiligem Namen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Our brother likes to pray in French. Let us sing the wonderful chorus, Hallelujah be praised. And all the people said, Amen. Do you all believe with all your heart? Amen. God willing, until tomorrow. May the parents watch over their children, that everything runs smoothly in peace. God be with us until we meet again. Shall we sing? I love him, I love him.
I love him, I love him.